here at the end of the pier next to the lighthouse. It's cold, it's icy, and it's windy, and it's hard to imagine a ship navigating its way into this channel. But ships do on a regular basis to bring coal to a power plant. This year, however, some of the ships have ended up aground here simply because of lower lake levels and more sediment in the channel.
There's been three this summer right here at Muskegon. They go hard up on the sand.
Dennis Donahue is the Marine Superintendent for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Lake Michigan Field Station at Muskegon, Michigan. He says this year's groundings of cargo ships just hasn't happened that often in the past.
Well, we haven't had a grounding here certainly in the last 15 years due to water levels.
So what's happening here? What's going on?
Well, there's a couple of things. We've got the water levels dropping, and then we've got some weather patterns that are carrying sediment to the mouth of the Muskegon River. So those two compound and create shoal areas.
So lower water and a rising bottom mean channels are more shallow. That means ships have to carry less cargo, and that costs the shippers, reportedly $1 million per ship per year. Scientists have been monitoring the dropping lake levels for close to a decade now. At NOAA's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab, Deputy Director Cynthia Selinger says she's been seeing a trend in the weather that's causing the problem.
We're having a lot less precipitation and a lot more evaporation, and that's impacting the water levels on the lake.
Less snowpack and rain mean less water filling the lakes. And with warmer winters, Selinger says there's less ice cover to protect the lakes from massive evaporation. Historically, about 50% of the lake's surfaces have been covered by ice. These days, it's more like 10 to 20%. Cold air hits the warmer water and carries it away. For Lake Superior alone, a one-inch drop is more than 500 billion gallons. During the past decade, Superior has lost nearly 13 trillion gallons.
The upper lakes, Superior, Michigan, and Huron, are very close to their record low. So it's approaching an extreme. Superior reached its record low in 1926, and just this year it broke the record low for September. So 2007 now is a new record low for Lake Superior. Lakes Michigan and Huron are approaching their record low.
Selinger and her colleagues are not ready to say global warming is causing the lower lake levels. It might just be a part of a long cycle of ups and downs on the lakes. But the lower water levels do fit some of the computer model predictions about global warming. Lower lake levels causing problems for big cargo ships and marinas catering to recreational boaters are problems enough. But some environmentalists say if lower water levels are caused by global warming, the pressures on the water in the Great Lakes likely are going to get a lot worse. Andy Buxbaum heads up the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes office.
The hidden threat of global warming is that not only does it affect Great Lakes water levels simply because of increased evaporation rates, increased temperatures, changes in precipitation, but the threat to Great Lakes it makes to Great Lakes water levels is even greater because global warming, global climate change, is having massive effects already and is likely to have even greater effects on water supplies in the Southwest, the Southeast, and all over the country. And as those pressures increase, the pressure to divert Great Lakes water will increase exponentially.
We don't know whether new diversions to dry areas of the country could cause as much of a problem as less precipitation and more evaporation of the Great Lakes already do, but it certainly would aggravate the problem. The effects of water levels dropping further mean more economic hardship for shipping and tourism. And environmentalists say ecological damage to coastal habitat that fish and other wildlife need to survive could be on a scale that's not been seen on the Great Lakes in recorded history. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.